Random House Audio presents Romancing Miss Bronte by Juliet Gale, read for you by Rosalind Landor. Certainly, at some hour, though perhaps not your hour, the waiting waters will stir. In some shape, though perhaps not the shape you dreamed, which your heart loved, and for which it bled, the healing herald will descend. Charlotte Bronte, Villette. Chapter 1. He rode in on the back of a wagon loaded with crates of chickens and bales of hay, driven by a brutish farmer who had not uttered a word throughout the journey except to curse his horse. Arthur would have enjoyed a bit of conversation as the wagon lurched along the muddy ruts, but the natural world was a thing of splendour and inspiration to him, and he was content to gaze upon the vistas opening up before his eyes. It was September, and the wind was balmy and thick-scented with heather. Each climb to the brow of a hill revealed rise after rise, carpeted in swirls of purple, green, and gold, each growing paler until the moors faded into a violet haze, and thereafter only shelves of mist, the colour of blush, that might be land or might be clouds. The upper reaches of the River Worth flowed from these hills and fed the becks that fed the mills, that fed the people, when times were good. Arthur and the Church of England had been an arranged marriage of sorts, but he had been one of those fortunate few who had fallen deeply in love with his bride, despite her many foibles and warts. He had no tolerance for those who sought to strip her of her liturgy and beauty, and undermine her authority. He was a proud young man, conscious of the dignity vested in him as the newly appointed curate to Haworth. So it